Your people, tell them how happy you are to see them. Amen. Good to see you.
Good to see you this morning, sir.
Good to see you.
Can't leave you.
Amen. No, ma'am. Amen. Y'all may be seated this morning. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll pray and get into the word. Amen. Father God, we do love, thank you, and praise you. We thank you, Father God, for a country to be able to praise you, for freedom of just praising and magnifying you, and not hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father God, for everything you're doing, for everything you've done, for everything you will do. I thank you, Father God, that we come with an open heart, open mind, and receptive ears, Father God, expecting to receive from your word this morning. And I thank you, Father God, my tongue will be as the pen of a ready writer, bringing forth truth from your word this morning. And we thank you for it in advance. And everybody agreed, said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Turn over to Psalms 116, please. You can pull it up in the Passion, it'll be fine. Did I say 116? I meant 16 if I said 116. I don't remember what I said. 16, just 16, verse 11. Actually, pull it up in the King James, please. Thou wilt show me the path of what?
Life. Life.
Amen. In thy presence. Whose presence?
God's presence.
Is what?
Fullness of joy.
If I'm not in joy, I have to read the first part of that sentence.
Amen.
Figure out where I'm at then.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because he says, in thy presence is what?
Yes.
Fullness of joy.
At thy right hand, there are what?
Pleasure.
For how long?
Forever.
Evermore. Yep. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. Fullness of joy. What does fullness of joy look like?
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one great example.
Amen.
When's the last time you laughed? Amen. When's the last time that you didn't wake up feeling just anxious about everything, worried about everything?
Amen.
But you was able just to enjoy life and go through life joyful, joyous.
Yeah.
Being able to laugh at things. Even when circumstances popped up, you're able to look them in the face and laugh at them.
Yes.
Is it always easy? No.
No.
No, not at all. Because sometimes when it looks me in the face, I want to hit it.
Amen.
Amen. But I got to step back, regroup, and then look at it through the eyes of the Word. What does the Word of God say about this situation?
Yes.
What does the Word of God say about it? I can stay angry, or I can be joyous about it.
Yes.
Amen. I can go through this whining and complaining, or I can go through it laughing. Whatever's going on. Situations are going to hit us in life, regardless if you're saved or unsaved. Situations are going to come pop up on us.
Yes.
Right. You might as well say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
But how are we reacting to them?
Right.
What do I look like going through them?
Yes.
Or coming up against them? Amen. Am I joyous or not?
Amen.
Philippians 4:4. Amen. We're not going that way.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. All right. Go over to 1 Corinthians 13:4, please. I was wanting to make sure before I went away. Amen. We talked about strife on Wednesday.
Amen.
Amen. If you wasn't here, you'd probably be able to listen to it on the Facebook live or face, whatever. You know what it's called. Amen. It was actually pretty good. Amen. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Amen. So, you know what? We're just going to go back through some of it. Amen. Pull it up in the CEV, please. We're going to do the CEV, the Passion, and we don't have the Phillips, do we? I have the Phillips. I'll read it. I'll read the Phillips first. 1 Corinthians 13. by verse 4. This is the Phillips. I'll read that one here in a second. It says, "This love of which I speak is slow to lose patience." Amen. Amen. So this love of which I speak is slow to lose patience. Amen. This love of which I speak is slow to lose patience.
Amen.
Amen. It looks far away of being constructive. Amen. It is not possessive. It is neither anxious to impress, nor does it cherish inflated ideas of its own importance.
Amen.
Amen. Love is patient and what?
Kind.
Never what?
Jealous.
Or? Amen. Or?
Rude.
Amen. So I'll stop saying it once everybody just kind of reads the word for me, if you don't mind. Or?
Rude.
Rude. Amen. Amen. I don't know about y'all, but there have been times when before church services, you know, me and Chelsea might get into a little argument or something. I might be rude to her. Good chance of it. And then I gotta repent and ask her to forgive me for saying something crazy.
Amen.
For being mean. I'm not saying it happened today. Obviously, she ain't here. She's she's in where's she at? Phoenix. Thank y'all. Y'all know. visiting her daughters. Amen. But it's not rude. What does rude people sound like?
Mean.
That's how you wanted to wear your hair today? That's what you're going to wear?
Amen.
Amen. Many, we could go through many of them on that deal. Amen. It's not rude. Love isn't what?
Selfish or quick-tempered.
Amen.
Quick-tempered. Ready to fly off the handle about anything. Ready? It doesn't keep a what?
Record.
It does not keep a record.
Amen.
It does not keep a what?
A record.
Of what?
Wrongs that others do.
Of wrongs that others do to it. It doesn't keep a record.
Come on now.
Well, I remember when they did this. Well, love doesn't.
Amen.
Amen. Love does not keep a record. And as much as we want to. Once we see in the Word of God that we should not do it, well, now we have light on the situation. So either I can walk in that light or I can stay away from it.
Amen.
But if I stay away from it, I'm still responsible for that light because now I understand what's going on with it. So now it's my choice.
Yes. Yeah.
Amen. Y'all going to say amen this morning?
Amen.
Y'all all right? Smile at your neighbor. Say, we're going to get through it. It'll be fine. Amen. Love is not rude, right?
Amen.
It's not rude. It's not selfish. It's not quick-tempered. It doesn't keep a record of the wrongs done to it either.
Amen.
It's not selfish, it's not quick-tempered, and it doesn't keep a record of wrongs done to it either, right?
Amen.
Amen. Also, we know that faith without our faith doesn't work without what?
Love.
Love, right? Amen. Let's go over to Proverbs 29:22. I wrote down some sources or some reasons for strife. I wrote down about 11 of them, I think. Amen. So we'll go through these, read some of these. Pull that up we can do the King James first, yep, and then we'll do the Passion and the CEV. Do we have that, the CEV? We do? All right, awesome. All right, so it says, an angry man stirreth up what? An angry man stirreth up strife.
Yes.
And a furious man aboundeth in what?
Transgressions.
Bad place to abound.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Pull it up in the Passion, please. The source of strife is found in an angry what?
Heart.
For sin surrounds the life of a furious man.
Amen.
For sin surrounds the life of a furious man or woman.
Amen.
Amen. Sin surrounds that life.
Amen.
Amen. Pull up verse 11, please. When leaders listen to false... That wasn't it. You can recognize fools. You can recognize fools. You can recognize fools by the way they give full vent to their rage. It's funny that the Bible calls angry people fools. And let their words what? Fly. But the wise, say the wise, bite their tongue and hold back all they could say.
Amen.
All they could say.
Yes.
You know, that this is real big in marriages.
Amen.
Because y'all two know each other. And you know what? I'm just going to go step out on a limb for a minute, but I'm going to say a lot of people know a lot of stuff about other people as well. Number one, they're just nosy.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, man. Because if I worried about myself as much as I did everybody else, I'd be perfect. I would be perfect. I would never make wrong. Amen. But the wise bite their tongue and hold back all they could say. All they could say, I can't believe them. They're trying to show up today. They was out just acting real retarded yesterday at the river. I seen them. And now they're trying to be all holy. Well, what was you doing, number one? And who are you, number two? And I'm sure you're perfect, number three.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Because now you just went against the word of God. Because now, number one, you're gossiping.
Yes.
Look, I'm going to stay on this side. Y'all don't want an amen over here. Amen. You're talking about somebody, and does love talk about other people?
No.
What does love do?
It loves.
It loves. It uplifts. It encourages.
Yes.
Amen. It helps the other person.
Amen.
That's exactly what love does. Love doesn't condemn. Love doesn't talk down to.
No.
Love loves. Regardless if they did something to you or not, love can look them right in the eye and say, I'll help you any way I can.
Amen.
What do you need? Even though you know exactly they did you wrong yesterday. You know exactly, somebody just told you what they said about you yesterday. But love can look them right in the eye and say, what do you need? What do you need help with?
Amen.
What can I help you with? Now that's the love of God that's been shed abroad in our heart. Now it's our choice if we choose to yield to that or not.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Or I can yield to, don't talk to me, stupid. I heard what you said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen. All right.
Amen.
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 Amen. Interesting. Jesus died for just us here at Spirit Life Church.
No.
Who'd he die for?
The world.
Every person.
Even the ones that say he's fake,
yes.
He's false,
yes.
And that cursing.
Yes, sir.
And that's the love of God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I said that's the love of God.
Yes.
And has that been shed abroad in your heart?
Yes.
Look, some of y'all don't want to say amen because I don't want to be responsible for that. But you saved. Yeah. It's been shed abroad in your heart. So now it's our responsibility to yield to it or not.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. One day, I'm going to have some of y'all stand up here. That way, y'all can see what y'all look like. Amen. I'm just messing with you. Amen. Pull that back up. We have the CEV, you said? Yeah, will you pull that up, please? 22. The first one, this one's the first one that we just, is Proverbs 29, 22, and 21. But I wrote down, a source of strife is anger, right? So a source of strife is anger. A person with a quick what?
Temper.
Look, that's just who I am. I'm Irish, all right? I just get mad easy. Really? You do, huh? Amen. A person with a quick temper, what do they do? Stirs up arguments and commits what? Amen. I'm telling you, it's just a lot easier when you stay in love. It's a lot easier when you stay in love. A lot easier. Because number one, now you don't have to go back to that person and say you're sorry. And let's be honest. Who likes doing that? Admitting you're wrong? I ain't wrong. Or we give this apology. Look, I'm sorry, but you know you was ignorant for doing that. Is that an apology? Look, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. But, I mean, you did say.
No.
Is that an apology?
No.
Amen. We might as well just cover everything this morning because y'all already look real happy. So we're just going to go through it. I'm going to say the Altoid. Nope, no Altoid. Amen. I'm just messing with y'all. I'm trying to make y'all laugh. Amen. Amen. Go over to about verse 10. This is number two. It ridicules. How to write it? A source of strife is ridicule, right? Proverbs 22:10. Pull that up. Yeah, and then we'll do the passion after this one. 22. Yes, ma'am. Verse 22. Not verse 22. Verse 10. 22:10. Sorry. 22:10. And we're back. Hello, everybody. I'm back. Proverbs 22:10. Arguments and fights will come to an end if you choose if you chase away those who insult others.
Amen.
Amen. Arguments and fights will come to an end if you choose. Why do I keep saying choose? If you chase away those who insult others. Amen. Yeah, if you choose not to sit there and be an earpiece for them.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Not if you choose to be an earpiece for them. Sit there and just listen to all the things going on with everybody. Amen. Right? Pull it up in the passion, please. Say goodbye to a troublemaker, and you will say goodbye to what? For a troublemaker traffics in shame.
Amen.
Say goodbye to a troublemaker and you'll say goodbye to quarrels, strife, tension, and arguments. For a troublemaker traffics in shame. Say goodbye to a troublemaker. You know, a lot of times we're going like, yes, I just walk away from them. Well, what if that troublemaker is you? See, a lot of times we always want to look at somebody else as the problem. Am I the troublemaker?
Amen.
Am I the one always stirring the pot?
Amen.
Y'all know what I mean by that, right? Going up to somebody going, hey,
yeah. Amen.
I don't know if you know, but guess what they said about you?
Come on.
What am I doing?
Stirring.
And now, number one, I'm actually really wrong. I'm not in love.
No.
Am I?
No.
But now I'm possibly going to make them fall out of love as well.
Amen.
And so now that is also my fault.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I'm the one, they didn't know about it, but I wanted to come and let them know because I like, you know, having a little bit of things going on, being in everybody's business, talking about stuff, you know, because if we don't talk about other people, what are we going to talk about? The word. You know? Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to, amen. All right. Amen. We read that in both. We read that in the CEV, right?
Yes.
All right. Number three, I wrote down hatred. Pull up Proverbs 10, 12, please. Y'all all right this morning?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
Amen. I know it's not a jump and shouting message, but in all actuality, it is. Because once we find out what's hindering, number one, my faith life, what's allowing sickness and disease in,
yes, sir.
Once I know I can deal with this, just get my handle on love, walk in love, it'll straighten itself out, right?
Amen.
Hatred keeps, we'll pull it up in the CEV too next. Hatred keeps old quarrels what?
Alive.
Keeps them what?
Alive.
I can't believe what they did to me. When it happened? About 9 years ago. Or even last year. Or even 5 years. Last week. But love draws a veil over every what?
Insult.
And finds a way to make sin
disappear.
Amen. Come on, that's good. Amen.
Hatred keeps old quarrels alive. Hatred does. Look at your neighbor and say, hatred. Look at your neighbor and say, hatred, but say it with a smile. Yay. But love draws a veil over every insult. Does not allow what people are saying to affect them or get them angry to get them out of love.
Amen.
It doesn't. Love is able to even, you know, people talk, right? That's just some people, that's just, they like drama and things. And so, you know, a lot of times people come tell me stuff and I used to get a little bit perturbed about it, but I'm learning to draw a veil of love over it so I don't get mad about it or upset about it. Amen. I'm able to just say, okay, that's fine. Amen. Well, thank God for him. Amen. And it finds a way to make sin disappear. It finds a way to make it disappear. Pull it up in the CEV, please. Hatred stirs up what? But love, what does it do? Man, it overlooks the wrongs others do. But you don't know what they did to me. I mean, you don't know what people did to me either. So I guess we're even. But we still have to do what the word says. And if love can overlook wrongs that others do, is it impossible to do that? Thank you for answering, because I was about to say, son, somebody answer, please. I hope y'all know that. Because if God, here's the deal. If God puts something in his word that is impossible for us to do, he would be unjust.
Amen.
He would be unjust.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Because if God puts something in the word that you can't do, is that fair or unfair?
That's unfair.
Amen. So everything in the word is possible for us to do.
Yes, sir.
But we have to do it. God won't just come down and say, okay, you're in love. Don't worry about it no more. No, because number one, we still have feelings, emotions, and everything, and a flesh that we have to put under daily. How do we do that? With the Word. We put the flesh under with the Word. We don't allow the flesh just to do what the flesh wants to do.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Should have heard a better amen than that.
Amen.
It's like when you're at the restaurant and your flesh is like, son, that cheesecake right there. I know I'm full, but that cheesecake, son. Okay, I'll get it. See, your flesh overruled what you knew better than do. Because you're already full. And so now you really didn't even finish the cheesecake. Or you did, and now you're just full, about to throw up.
Amen.
That's allowing our flesh to rule us. To dominate us.
That's good.
Amen. That's allowing our flesh to dominate us. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. I wrote down also love no matter what it costs you.
Amen.
Love no matter what it costs you. Amen. Let's go to number four. I wrote down gossip. Proverbs 26:20, and then Proverbs 16:28. Proverbs 26:20, it says, is that right? Yep. Where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. So where there is no what? The strife what?
Ceases. Hallelujah.
The strife what?
Ceases.
The strife ceases.
Yep.
Yes.
So where there's no talebearer, the strife ceases.
Yep.
Amen. Can you pull that up in the Passion, please? It takes fuel to have a fire. A fire dies down when you run out of fuel. So quarrels disappear. When the what?
Amen.
So quarrels disappear when the gossip ends.
Amen.
Pull it up in the CEV, please. Where there is no fuel, a fire goes out. Where there is no gossip,
amen.
Amen. Where there is no gossip, arguments come to an end. Amen. Pull up Proverbs 16:28, please. We'll read it out of the CEV and the Passion as well. Gossip is no what?
Good.
It causes hard feelings and comes between who? Really does. Amen.
Amen.
Pull it up in the Passion, please. A twisted person. A twisted person spreads rumors. Amen. A whispering gossip ruins good friendships.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Are y'all all right this morning?
Amen.
Amen. All right.
Hallelujah.
A twisted person spreads rumors. A whispering gossip ruins good friendships. Amen.
Amen.
We got to stay in love. We have to stay in love. We have to stay in love. We can't allow things to get us upset, allow gossip to ruin us, or be the one that's spreading the gossip. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Regardless of anything. Regardless of anything. We can't be the ones spreading gossip, talking about people. We can't be. Amen. You know, if we're supposed to be separated from the world, then the world's ways should not ever be a part of our life. And that's what the world does. The world does that kind of stuff. To get ahead in life, to try to get a promotion. You know, they'll put things in people's ears to try to downplay you, make you look small, make you look like you don't know what you're doing and things like that. That should not be the church.
That's right.
That should not be the church. We're supposed to be uplifting people. Why would somebody want to go to a church like that where every time they turn around, somebody's saying something about them? What kind of Christian life is that? number one. And if you're doing it, we should probably stop and rethink it. Amen. We should. Amen. Number five, I wrote down selfishness. You can go to James 4. About verse 1 and 2, we can start in that passion. What is the cause of your conflicts and quarrels with each other? Doesn't the battle begin inside of you as you fight to have your own way, your own way, your own way, and fulfill your own what? Next. Your jealousy want what others have, so you begin to see yourself as better than others. You scheme with envy and harm others to selfishly obtain what you crave. Wow. That's why you quarrel and fight.
Wow.
Amen. If you smile, nobody will think anything, I'm telling you right now. And all the time you don't obtain what you want because you won't ask God for it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You can pull it up in the CEV, please. Oh, actually, that one's fine. That one's fine. I wrote down lust. Lust is almost didn't get the word out. Selfish. Lust is selfish. Say that three times real fast. All right. So, amen. I was just being funny. Never mind. All right. Moving along. People that always do stuff to get the advantage and never give you the advantage will cause strife.
Amen.
People that always do stuff to get the advantage and never give you the advantage will cause strife.
Amen.
Amen. Number six, I wrote down your tongue. Amen. Go to Proverbs 18:6. There's church bells. Proverbs 18:6, CEV and the Passion again, please. Foolish talk will get you into a lot of trouble.
Amen.
Foolish talk will get you into a lot of trouble. Amen. Pull it up in the Passion, please. A senseless man. A what man? Or woman.
Yes.
Amen. Jumps head first into an argument. He's just asking for a beating for his reckless words. He's just asking for a beating for his what?
Reckless words.
Reckless words?
Yes.
Reckless words.
Amen.
Amen. I wrote down, your mouth used the wrong way stirs up strife.
Amen.
Amen. Number seven, I wrote... pride causes contentment, which causes strife. It's over in Proverbs 13:10. King James is fine. Too much pride causes trouble. Yep, amen. Only by pride cometh contention, but with the well-advised, what?
Wisdom.
Is wisdom. Amen. Then number eight, I put quarrelsome, Proverbs 26:21, the Passion and the CEV. Add fuel to the fire and the blaze goes on. So add an argumentative man to the mix and you'll keep strife alive. And you'll keep strife alive. Somebody that just likes to argue. Somebody that just likes the things going on in everybody else's life. Just wants to be inside drama. Just likes drama. That's all it really boils down to. It's drama. Likes the drama. I told y'all about that girl I dated one time, went to my parents' house, and she's like, it's just too peaceful here. Come to find out, really loved drama. Every day. Every day, loved drama. And who wants to live in that? Amen. But am I the one stirring up that? Right? Amen. A lot of times whenever we're teaching or preaching, you know, like when I, before I became pastor, you know, sitting in the congregation, hear a message or something, you know, how we are, I go, man, I wish they were here to hear this. A lot of times we always want to, you know, think about somebody else instead of saying, I'm acting that way. It's easier to say everybody else is acting that way than myself, because then, you know, I don't have to change. Amen. Where was we at? Where are we at? Troublemakers start trouble just as sparks and fuel start a fire. Amen. Just amen. Look, you know, I know everybody might have a friend like that that's just like that. Just a kind of a troublemaker. Just wants to stir the pot on everything. Everything. So I really don't hang out with them all the time. I don't. I mean, I'll talk to them and things like that, but we ain't hanging. We ain't. Because you'll have me all mad in no time. Because you'll find something somebody said somewhere 5 years ago, then tell me and say, I can't believe they did that. Act like it was 5 minutes ago. Yeah. Amen. Some people enjoy that. They want to get a rile out of you. They want to get you fired up, see how mad they can get you, then walk away laughing. While you're mad, ready to fight everybody. Don't allow somebody else to get you like that. Amen. What was we on again? Where's we at? Oh, quarrelsome. That's a good one to read. Did we already read the passion? All right. I wrote down, always ready for an argument, always want to debate about something. Always want to debate about something. Always want to debate about something. You know, that stirs up strife.
Yes.
That's quarrelsome debating all the time.
Yep.
Well, no, it's not. Are you sure? Because I guarantee one of y'all's getting aggravated. You can look at me in the face with a smile and say you're not mad, but down on the inside of you, you're wanting to prove your point and prove how they're wrong and you're right.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Is that stirring up strife?
Yes.
Getting somebody else mad? A lot of people want to debate about things all the time. Why? Because I've really never been in a debate where somebody didn't get a little mad. Amen. You can look at me and say, you're not mad, but either you got mad or I got mad. Amen. But we're just not showing it.
Right.
Amen. Might as well say amen. Amen. And not only that, the Bible didn't say go around and debate with everybody and prove the Bible. Let the Bible prove itself.
Yes, sir.
Tell them the word, let the Bible prove itself.
Yes, sir.
It's not our job to prove God.
Amen.
He can prove. He can take care of himself in his word. Amen. Let him do his job. Amen. That was number 8, was quarrelsome. Did I tell y'all that?
Yes.
Okay, good. Amen. Number 9 is disagreement. Proverbs 20, verse 3. We can pull it up in the Passion and the CEV again. Disagreement. Amen. It makes you look good when you avoid a fight. Only fools love to quarrel.
Amen.
Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm not a fool.
I'm not a fool.
Amen. Pull it up in the CEV, please. Or the Passion. A person of honor. Amen. A person of honor will put an argument to rest. Will let the other person think they're right. or will just be quiet because you know you're wrong, but you don't want to admit it. That's big with husband and wife as well. Because you don't want to prove you're wrong. Let's be honest. Just me? Okay, all right, so I'm talking to myself. I don't want to admit to Chelsea I'm wrong sometimes. I don't. Amen. I know y'all don't because y'all, you know, y'all sitting there with halos over your head. I can see them. A person of honor will put an argument. I love Chelsea too, but that still doesn't mean we won't argue with each other. Still doesn't mean that I have to deal with my flesh because my flesh wants to be right and not take nothing off nobody. And you can't tell me that your flesh doesn't want that.
Amen.
Well, yours might. But me, we wrestled and fought a little bit growing up. So that was first thing. Say it, it's go time. Man, I can't tell you how many times me and my brother would get into fights with people, would get jumped and things, but it was just whatever. Amen. Go moving on. All right. Amen. Being quarrelsome, right? It stirs up strife. A person of honor will put an argument to what?
Rest.
To rest. Only the stupid want to pick a fight.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor, say, I'm not stupid. Amen. A person of honor. Of honor. Of honor. Of honor. Amen. Of honor. That's a big thing, honor. Amen. A person of honor will put an argument to rest. Won't allow it to stay alive. Amen. Especially with husband and wife. The husband is the head of the house, correct? Well, then we should probably act like it. And whenever something like this kicks off, we just need to go ahead and kill it. And I don't mean kill it by you need to shut your mouth and listen to me. That's not a way to deal with it. Because would you like to be spoke to like that?
No, sir.
Amen. Because how would love speak to you? Look, babe, look. Look, okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. You're right, I'm wrong. Let's just kill it right now, all right? Let's don't allow strife in our house because that'll give an open door to Satan. And then he'll be able to mess with our finances, our kids, our health. So let's just keep the door shut and just stop it right now. See, and when you talk like that, not, hey, you need to listen to what I said.
Amen.
Amen. All right, moving on. We can obviously disagree about something and still be friends as well. Right? You know, if you and your husband are talking about whatever, or even a friend, or somebody at church, y'all might not agree. Well, I think bleach is way better cleaning solution. Well, I think baking powder is. Well, you're just a moron. I mean, you obviously don't know how to clean then. Right? It might be better over here and it might be better over here. They both have their benefits. Right?
Amen.
But who made you the all-time authority of baking soda?
Amen.
Or who made you all-time chief of bleach?
Amen.
Are you a spokesperson for them or something? Did you make it? You act like your dad's the one that created it. And now you're trying to fight to back up bleach. Moving on. All right. So we can still disagree about something and still be friends, right?
Yes.
Right? I mean, I'm sure some of y'all like Dallas Cowboys.
Yes.
We can still be friends.
Yes.
We can still be friends. Some of y'all ain't going to laugh about nothing, are you? See? We can still be friends. Amen. You know, and then, you know, I might be a little prejudiced, but I think the Army's the best. Better than the Marines or the Navy. See? See? We could still be friends even though y'all are wrong. Amen. See? So we can disagree and still be friendly. Still be friends. Just because we don't agree or see eye to eye everything doesn't mean nothing. Because I promise you, there was a lot of things my parents told me growing up. I was like, y'all are crazy. Now that I'm older, I was like, you was stupid. Why didn't you listen? Or even the word. I've heard stuff said, and I've been like, I don't say that. You know, and then once I grew up spiritually, I was like, wow, I see that now.
Amen.
It took me a little bit, but I see that now.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. So don't always throw away scripture just because you don't think it means what they're saying. Amen. Amen. Just put it on the shelf. Amen. Don't go into it with a, it don't mean that. Amen. Moving on. Number 10 is arguments over doctrine. 2 Timothy 2:14. We can do the King James, it's fine. Second Timothy 2:14 says, of these things put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about what? But to the subverting of the hearers. Right? Now go to verse 24, please. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Not being not having arguments over doctrine just because you don't believe the same way as everybody
That's
else,
right.
Thinking that they're wrong.
That's right.
What if you're wrong?
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
But the thing is, we just can't. I'm going to say it. Amen. We're going to talk about it for a second. One argument over doctrine that people get so mad with. Well, one person that's teaching it is, guess who it is? I'll tell you. Brother Copeland.
Yeah.
See how quiet we got. Because people think he's stealing. People think that he's doing wrong. But did y'all know he started out in a house that the walls didn't even touch? And so he said him and his wife started off, he was in debt. And they got into the Word of God, and it started changing his life. And so he started figuring out that about the blessing of God that was on Abraham, talked about in Galatians, right?
Yes.
The blessing of God, right?
Yes.
The blessing, because the blessing will produce. The blessing produces. So I got to step back and go, if it's not producing, then what is wrong? Because the blessing always produces.
Amen.
Always produces. So if my life's not producing, I might not be in the blessing. I got to find out what's going on, right?
Yes.
But that's a big one that people argue over is prosperity.
Yes.
Prosperity. They don't think you should have anything. Why? Because somebody told you that or whatever?
Yes.
Amen. Or healing. Healing's another one. Why? If God promised it to us, and it, well, not just promised it to us, it's part of our covenant. It's not a promise. It already belongs to us. A promise, I almost feel like it's going to be given to you someday. No, see, this is gave to you already. This belongs to you. It belongs to you, I said. Amen. Amen. You know what New Testament and Old Testament mean? Testament means covenant. So it's old covenant and now new covenant,
Amen.
Which is better than the old covenant.
Amen.
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 Not just better promises, right? It's a covenant. It belongs to us.
Amen.
Amen. It belongs to us. He accomplished it on the cross.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. So it belongs to us. It belonged to us then before we were even born.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Become an enemy of strife. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Refusing to grow up as a Christian. We can put that 1 Corinthians 3. Passion, please. Say again.
What verse?
One. We'll go down, we'll see how far. Brothers and sisters, when I was with you, I found it impossible to speak to you as those who are spiritually mature people. Oh, snap. For you are still dominated by the mindset of the what?
Flesh.
Amazing. And because you are what? Next. I had to nurse you and feed you with milk, not with solid food or more advanced teachings, because you weren't ready for it. In fact, you are still not ready to be fed solid food. For you are living your lives dominated by the mindset of the flesh. Ask yourselves, is there jealousy among you? Do you compare yourselves with others? Do you quarrel like children and end up taking sides? Amen. If so, this proves that you are living your life centered on
yourself.
On what?
Yourself.
Dominated by the mindset of the flesh and behaving like unbelievers. For when you divide yourselves up in groups, a Paul group and a Apollos group, you're acting like people without the Spirit's influence. Amen. Who is Apollos? Really? Or who is Paul? Aren't we both just servants through whom you believed our message? Aren't each of us doing the ministry the Lord has assigned us to do? I was the one who planted the church, and Apollos came and cared for it, but it was God who caused it to grow. This means the only one who plants is not anybody special, or the one who waters for God is the one who brings the supernatural growth.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. So quarrelsome, right? Strife. Don't be like that. Amen. Go over to Galatians 5:20, please. I'm just going to read a couple more to y'all. Do we have the ESV? I'm sorry, I didn't hear a word. 5:20. Do we have the ESV? No? You can pull it up in the Passion, please. I'll pull up the ESV on mine. Chasing after things instead of God, manipulating others, hatred of those who get in your way, senseless arguments, resentment with others are favored, temper tantrums, temper tantrums. There've been some church splits over people sitting in their seat. You know, I sit there every service, and now you got the nerve to get there before me and sit in my seat. Moving along. Angry quarrels, only thinking of everybody else.
No.
Of who? Amen. Being in love with your own opinions.
Amen.
Being in love with your own opinions. Pretty much just shrugging everybody off because, number one, they're dumb. I've got all the best ideas. And if y'all want some, just come ask. And even if you don't ask, I'll let you know them. And if you don't do it my way, you're dumb. No other way around it. I got the best ideas. I do. Ask me. I'll tell you. Whenever I was getting promoted in the military to E6, I had a buddy tell me, he said, don't always think your idea is the best idea. He said, you might have a good idea, but if somebody in your team's got a better idea, I'd go with it because your idea might get everybody killed. That really changed my life when he told me that.
Yeah.
It did. And I stopped thinking that I always had the best idea. Amen. Or we're going to do it my way or no way.
Amen.
That really helped me. It did. And so we'd have missions to go on at night and things like that. And so I'd tell them and I'd be like, all right, we're going to go in like this, this, and this. Well, y'all think about it. Well, how about we come on this side? You know what? That's a good idea because I didn't really realize there was a ditch there. We won't be able to get there that fast, but that's a good idea. Not always thinking, because the thing is, we don't want somebody being better than us almost.
Yes, sir.
Amen. 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 Say amen, please. Amen. Thank you. Amen. And so, you know, we have the best ideas, right? That's what we want to think because we don't want to be wrong. We want people looking to us. If you get down to it, we want people looking to us and coming to us for answers, thinking that we're God almost, and that we have all the answers. And that, you know, we're all knowing. And I've been through that before in my life. I'll tell you how I did it. Amen. Moving on, right? Amen. Where was we at? Galatians 5, 20. Let's read 21, please. Being envious of the blessings of others. Murder, uncontrolled addictions, wild parties, and all other similar behavior. Haven't I already warned you that those who use their freedom for these things will not inherit the kingdom realm of God?
Amen.
In the ESV, it says, adultery, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, divisions, envy, drunkenness, it says orgies, and other things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Amen. Pull that up in the living real fast, please. Sorry, I should have told you that before. If y'all want to, y'all can start turning over to Philippians 2. The Living says, adultery, spiritism, that is, encouraging the activity of demons, hatred and fighting, jealousy and anger, constant effort to get the best for yourself, complaints and criticisms. Well, I'm just blunt. No, you're not. You're just rude.
Yes.
No, I'm just blunt. You know, I just tell people how it is. Well, there's a way to tell people how it is and then in love, and then there's a way to tell people how it is out of love.
Amen.
And love always finds the best and the words that will always help them, and they will take it in and respect what you say. Because you can always do a lot more with sugar than you can with vinegar.
Amen.
Anger, complaints, criticisms, the feeling that everyone else is wrong. Except those in your own little group. And there will be wrong doctrine.
Amen.
Envy, murder, drunkenness, wild parties, and all that sort of a thing. Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Amen. Philippians 2. Did y'all get there already?
Yep.
We'll start about verse 2. You can pull it up in the ERV, please. Philippians 2:2. I said 2:2. Philippians 2:2. I'm going to read it to you out of the Phillips as well. It says, Then do what will make my joy complete. Agree with each other and show your love for each other. Be united in your goals and in the way you think.
Amen.
Be united in your goals and the way you think. Right? Next, verse 3. In whatever you do, don't let selfishness or pride be your God. Be humble and honor others more than yourself. The Phillips, it says, living together in harmony. Live together in love as though you had only one mind and one spirit between you. Amen. Amen. Never act from motives of rivalry or personal vanity, but in humility think more of each other than you do of yourselves. None of you should think only of his own affairs, but should learn to see things from other people's point of view. Amen. We got time for one more?
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Go over to Romans 12, please. You can pull this one up in the NLT, about verse 16. We'll go down to about, well, we'll see how far. Live in harmony with each other. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people. Amen. Because number one, you might be ordinary.
That's right.
And don't think you know it all. Amen. Never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are what?
Honorable.
Amen. Amen. Do all that you can to live in peace with
everyone.
It says do all that you can to live at peace with everyone.
Yes.
Everyone. Next, please. Dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God, for the scripture says, I will take revenge. I will pay them back, says the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Instead, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals of shame on their heads.
Amen.
Next, please. Don't let evil conquer you. But conquer evil by doing what?
Good.
Amen. You know, the best thing to deal with that, with strife, is if you hear that somebody's talking about you, you know what you should do? You can do what you want to do, but I'm telling you, something that I practice is I'll get them something. I'll do whatever, make them cookies, do whatever I can. I will. Because I'm not going to allow my flesh to dominate me or get me out of love.
Amen.
I'm not. And so, and then whenever, because Satan, that's just how he operates. And then he brings back the thought, can you believe what they said? And so I'll just let him know, you say, you keep talking about it, I'm going to continually do things for him. And that just makes him more angry. So he'll stop it and leave me alone. But if I don't deal with it right off, then it's continually there. Continually there. And I have to constantly battle it. But if I just go ahead and bite my tongue, walk in love, and bless them in any way I can, just let them know, look, I love you. I don't care what you're saying, and I don't care what you do. I love you anyways. Because number one, I ain't perfect. Number one, I was probably like you are to me. I was probably like that to somebody else. Amen. Probably not y'all. Probably just me, right? Amen. So, you know, and if, amen, but just bless them. Be a blessing to them. That's the best way to deal with it. Amen. Not to, and with gossip as well, not to start up gossip with everybody. Bless them. Be a blessing to people. Because people, some people know more things about other churches than the church does sometimes. And why? What business is that? Are you going to that church? Are we going to this church? And are we studying the word or are we studying what other churches are doing?
Amen.
Amen. We got to stay with the word regardless of what people are saying or doing. Because I can't work my life off what they're doing. I have to work my life off what the word of God says.
Amen.
And that's the only way I'm going to continually live in victory. I understand that because I've tried it the world's way. Ended up in drug rehab and everything else. That didn't work. But obviously this, the word of God is working.
Yes. Amen.
because I've never lived like this before in my life. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. What was that? What version was that? Can we read the good news? And then I'll let y'all run. Verse 16, it says, have the same concern for everyone. Do not be proud, but accept humble duties. Amen. Do not think of yourselves as wise. If someone has done you wrong, do not repay him with a wrong. Try to do what everyone considers to be good. Amen. Do everything possible on your part to live in peace with everybody. Never take revenge, my friends, but instead let God's anger do it. For the scripture says, I will take revenge, I will pay back, says the Lord. Instead, as the scripture says, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them a drink. For by doing this, you will make them burn with shame. Do not let evil defeat you. That's a big part. Do not let evil defeat you. Don't let it defeat you. Because it will defeat you, obviously, or it wouldn't say, don't let it defeat you. Instead, conquer evil with good. Amen. Amen. The living, I'll just read it to y'all. The living, verse 21, it says, don't let evil get the upper hand. Don't let evil get the upper hand, but conquer evil by doing good. Amen. Amen. All right. Y'all get anything? Y'all all right? Amen. Well, Father God, we love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name, and we thank you for the word of God. I thank you we will continually feed on it and be doers of the word and not hearers only. Father God, we thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody agreed, said?
Amen.
Amen. If you're a state or